Now, the next chapter, Jesus is coming. We all go to Luke 2, the story of Mary. But don't miss chapter 1. Don't miss the prayer of the saints. Wake up, girlfriend. This is your prayer. This is you believing God that he wants to answer your prayer. Zechariah asked the angel, how can this be? Have you checked out my wife? She is old. She says, you know, I am old. She is old. It's done. We're dead. What have you let die in your life? What prayer have you let die in your life? The angel said to him, listen, oh, I love this. I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. If that doesn't slap you silly, I don't know what will. Gabriel's going to come. He stands in the presence of God. Get that picture in your mind. Because a few minutes later, a little bit later, it's going to be Gabriel that comes to Mary with a similar message, right? In the next chapter, Gabriel was busy around this time, right? I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. Now listen, when he says, and now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time. Let me walk you through a little bit of this right now. I want to walk you through the three P's of prayer. The three P's of prayer. Okay, I'm looking at that, thinking, I got to keep going because we got too much stuff here. Number one, why do we have to pray? Why doesn't God just answer? I mean, why do we even have to pray? Now get your pens out because God's going to say some things to you I don't say. And you're going to need to go to seed on him. You're going to need to think about him. You're going to need to pray about it. So number one is purpose. The purpose of prayer is dependence on God. The problem is most of us aren't having our prayers answered because we're not asking him to. We are so self-sufficient. We will either go to somebody that can help us. We go to our bank account. Or we forget about it. Prayer makes me dependent on God. When I get at this prayer rock and I see the names of my grandbabies or my children or women of influence or the visions God, it makes me solely dependent on God. It's not what Tammy can do. And listen, I am a very capable woman. I have lots of energy. I have lots of talents. I use my talents well, and I work really hard. And I can get in the way of God. I can so get in the way of God. And God has to keep reminding me, get out of my way. You will never see me work if you do all the work. You will never see me work if you do all the work. I have to solely, the reason I pray, because I got to get before God and realize I have nothing and I am nothing apart from him. With him, with his power, with his vision, with his strength, there is nothing I can't do in him. In him. So when I pray, whether it's the prayer walk, the prayer park, my prayer rock, I have to, listen to me, mentally shift out of my capability into the power of Almighty God. Do you see what I'm saying? I have to surrender. I have to submit. I have to yield. I have to start in my mind. Pastor Phil had a great message yesterday. If you didn't hear it, go back and watch it. And it's a difference between your mind and your heart. Because so many of us stop here with the reasoning. You have to move from here then into the heart. And that's where the yielding comes. That's where the submission comes. That's where the faith comes. So number one, the first P of prayer is purpose, dependence on God. Prayer reminds us that God alone holds the answer to our request. Number two, P, patience. God's timing is right on schedule. He's not nervous. He's not worried that you're upset with him. He doesn't lose sleep. Oh, yeah, he doesn't sleep. Okay, that was a joke. That was supposed to be funny. We think God might be mad at us. God doesn't get mad at us. God says they will come around. My children will come around. They don't fully understand that there is a purpose. And I thought about this. Look at the scripture I believe that I gave you here, all right? With the scripture here with Zechariah in verse 20, which will come true at their appointed time. If you knew that you were going to give birth to the forerunner of Jesus Christ, that God was going to use that boy in a mighty way, that he was going to set Israel free, God was going to anoint him in a powerful way, would you wait for that child? I would. Change the course of history. And often God's timing is not our timing. So we give up because we can't see the end result of what he has for us. He chose Zechariah. He chose Elizabeth. They weren't being punished. They were being blessed. And they, until they got their vision to where God is waiting for the right time for John the Baptist to come in history, it was a historical moment because Jesus would come at the right time. I have to stop and go, God, there is a reason you are delaying my request. Now, let me give you a minute on this because there's so much I want to cover. Gosh, hold the clock. All right. I'm praying. I'm walking. I'm believing. I literally, in my spirit, man, okay, so that's my faith. I'll get a vision. I'll get a picture. I'll get something that's not of me, and I'll go, God, is that of you? And I keep seeing in my spirit this massive movement, revival, a Sunday morning in this church where the Holy Spirit comes, and it is evidence that it's Holy Spirit. Now, listen to me. It's not man-made. We didn't manipulate it. It wasn't the worship team that was really good. It wasn't Pastor Phil that had a good message. It is so outside the realm of anything we can do. It is Holy Spirit. I have been praying for that visitation. I've been praying that there would be for our country, yes, for our church, because Pastor Phil and I are called to steward this church. So we should be praying this way. We wouldn't be great pastors if we didn't pray that way. Amen. We want to see it. We want to believe it. We want to host it. We want to steward it. I want to believe that. And I keep saying, God, when? Every Sunday I come in here, I sit here and go, is it? Because I know it's just going to slap us silly. And I don't mean in a weird kind of way. Now stay with me. I don't mean that everybody's going to be nuts. I mean, we are going to be submitted. We are going to have a manifestation of the Holy Spirit of tenderness and love and grace and peace. And there's just going to be this. Sometimes when I watch some of you worship, it's just my heart just melts because you're moving into this place with him of serenity and peace, and all the pain and junk and hurt, it just melts off. That's an encounter. And so that's what I've been praying for. And I keep saying to God, when? And I was praying the other day and he says, when you're ready. See, the foundation may not be ready in this church yet. We're 6 years old. Maybe we need God to raise up more people. Maybe we need our roots to go deeper. God knows the time. I'm not going to stop praying for what I believe he's bringing just because it hasn't come yet. Do you understand? Now, when God gives you a vision, you stay with it. You stay on it. You see it. You believe it. You let it manifest so spiritually that you literally can see it until he brings it physically. Does that make sense? It's a child that needs to come back. It's a marriage that needs to be healed. It's health. It's finances. It's whatever you believe God is bringing, and you know there's a confirmation in your spirit in the Word of God, and you hold on to that. That's that P right there, that we've got to believe that we have the patience to wait for him, the patience to wait for him. And number three, the promise. He will do as he has promised. Don't doubt. And every time, man, there's some Sundays, I'm going to laugh. I said to Pastor Natalie yesterday, and I understand when it's like holiday weekends, and it was 9 o'clock, and I'm looking around, I'm going, Natalie, is anybody going to come today? Right? Now, we think that way, you know? I mean, it's like, you get nervous. And I thought, the Holy Spirit said, why are you here? I hate it when he talks to me. Why are you here? I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And I started moving into worship. And I started moving into prayer. And I kind of do my little thing here. And I went there. And we get ready for announcements. And I turned around and this place was filled. Because, see, I wanted something. I was more worried about the physical and the natural than I was the spiritual. And I like to be as honest and real because I want you guys to know that. And so what happens is we look around at our environment. We let our environment dictate where we are. What we think something should be instead of what God wants to do. Does that make sense? And those are moving into understanding the supernatural realm. So he wants this promise. He will do as he has promised. Don't doubt when God speaks. I don't want to be like Zechariah. I don't want to say, God, my seed is dead. It's dried up. It's too late. I'm too old. And I have that sometimes. I mean, I'm in that season. I'm looking at my young staff and I'm going, I had my turn. No. My turn is yet to come. My turn is yet to come. What God really wants to do with me is yet to come. I have to decree it, and I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's going to do with me, but don't die. Don't ever spiritually retire. Don't ever spiritually retire. You'll never see the hand of God. The Bible says in verse 19, and the angel said to him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. There is a promise. What is the promise in your heart? What is the promise? What is that child? What is that belief? What is that faith? Some of you, you've let go of your destiny and your dream. You really have. You had a dream. You believed God for something, and you have let it go. Truths to remember. Number one, God hears our prayers. You may not feel like anything is happening after you pray, but actually, listen, you are filling up the prayer bowls of heaven. Even if you don't see it, get a visual picture. You are filling up the prayer bowls of heaven. Go out and buy you a little incense. Put it in your prayer room and light it. And just begin to look at it and begin to pray. I'm a visual person, and I see that smoke going up and that aroma. The Bible says that it's a sweet-smelling savor in our Savior's nostrils. He just breathes in your prayer. He just loves it when you pray because it makes us dependent on Him, connected to Him, in love with Him. That's what prayer does. You have to truly believe that He hears your prayer. The Bible says in James 5:16, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Listen, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Have you doubted lately? Have you given up lately? Have you let go lately? But number two, He gives in abundance. He gives in abundance more than we can ask for. One of my favorite verses, and Pastor Phil shared yesterday, but it's Ephesians 3:20. Many of you know it, and it's in your notes, that He will do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you ask or think. What are you believing Him for? Get it so visually in your mind, and then let Him do the trifecta. Exceedingly, abundantly, beyond. So I know many of you attend other churches. I'm going to take a moment to share this with you. About 9 months ago now, we moved into a new home. And it's a home that it took me a few months to be able to even talk about because it's so much more than I ever even could dream of. It was kind of one of those homes that you go by and you keep driving by because it was too good for you. And how we got in this house, I don't know, but God. And the circumstances that led up to it is a whole story. Every single morning since we've been in it, Pastor Phil goes by and we have one room, one window. It's like in a little area that looks out in the courtyard, and I can hear him because I'm in my little war room, and I hear him praying every single morning at that window, and he just thanks God for the house, and he thanks God for every blessing and everything God, and it's cute, you know, when you hear your husband pray like that. It's just very sweet. And so about 3 or 4 days ago, he calls me. He says, baby, what's our address? And I'm thinking, you know, when you know, and we're getting old, you know, we forget our address. And so I tell him, you know, 320, I give him the address, and he said, no, slow down. What's our address? 320 East. Like he said, I'm not going to tell y'all because you're going to come by and show up. I'm going to have to feed y'all. All right. And so I tell him the address, and he said, no, slow down. And he said, I was praying in the Holy Spirit. And he said, I said, God, thank you. You have been exceedingly abundantly beyond more than I could ever ask or think. And he said, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, Phil, what's your address? And our address is 320 East. If that doesn't resonate with you, your resonation's dead. Whatever that is in there. Because God wants to do exceedingly. And maybe here, right now, you're going, well, maybe for you. No, for you. Don't take mine. He's got plenty for you. He wants to do exceedingly abundantly. Get that verse in your head. Pray it over your marriage. Pray it over your children. Pray it over your finances. Pray it over your future. Pray it over whatever you want to do with the rest of your life right now for Jesus. He wants to do exceedingly abundantly beyond. It's the prayer of the saints. You know, I want us to stand, and we're going to close with a prayer. And I was going to share a little story. We'll do it another time, but I don't know. Carrie, are you here tonight? Sorry, yesterday. Oh, there you are, baby. So, can I tell you a story? So, you know Pastor Phil yesterday when he said, I want you to believe God for a miracle? And we're starting a series called Miracles in December. And so many miracles are happening. And so he says, think right now in your heart, what is the one miracle you want to ask God for in the month of December? So my first thought went to some of my miracles, my family, my children, ministry. You know, God, I want to speak. I want whatever I want. And Carrie, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to believe me for Guy. And baby, I don't know how you do what you do. I don't mean to put you on the spot, and I'm not, but I'm telling you, you are, you're a strong woman. You're a strong woman. And I don't get all this stuff. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense in my head, but I want to believe with you for healing over Guy. And I believe that there is the prayers of a whole lot of saints in heaven right now. And I don't get all this. But I do believe that it might be the thing that breaks this church wide open. This may be the miracle that we have a church has been praying for over a year now. And I want to make it real. I don't get why things happen the way they do and when they do, but God does. And I just want to pray right now as we pray this, I want you to know that that is what I'm exercising my faith for and fighting and contending with in the month of December with you. Would you guys pray with me right now? Our closing prayer. Do we have it on the door? Okay, can you see it? Pray with me this. Lord, thank you for the promise that you hear my prayer. I trust that your timing is perfect and that you are right on schedule. Help me to exercise my faith and ask for bold declarations. I will stand strong and believe you are bringing forth that which I have believed. In Jesus' name, amen. Some of you aren't believing God for something big enough. It's like going to the gym and picking up 3-pound dumbbells. Now, I'm just giving you a picture here. It ain't going to do a whole lot. Some of you go, for me it would. Some of you need to stretch your faith. Did you hear me? You need to just stretch your faith a little bit. You got to work it. You got to contend. And you go, why is it so hard? Because he's working out of us what needs to come out so he can work in us what needs to go in. Got it? We're going to go to our small groups. We're going to go through our questions. But I'm going to ask you when you leave tonight to spend some time at the prayer wall. God is answering unbelievable things. We're going to share some in the month of December. So many miracles have happened in the last few weeks. I can't even begin to tell you. It's a place. I do believe that there are, the Bible talks about there being these portals. The words portals the Bible uses. Portals of heaven coming down. And there are certain places. You know how you can go through an area and you just feel that it's demonic? You go through it and you just go, it feels, ooh, here. And you can walk through, go through a place and you just kind of feel, people walk in here all the time and they go, what is that? What's that? It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's a portal. And there's power. It's not the wall. It's the power in the wall. It's Holy Spirit. So spend some time there. And then be sure, again, I want to be sure that you get your tickets tonight or Friday. We're going to have a wonderful women's conference, and it's going to be powerful. Amen. If you're visiting tonight for the first time, please come see me. We'll get you in a small group. You guys, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Eat a whole lot of food, and then be guilty the next day. God bless you guys. Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us today. If you benefited from today's teaching, please share it with a friend. You know, at Women of Influence, we truly are seeing women educated and empowered and equipped to be all that God created them to be. We want to ask you to partner with us to make a difference in the lives of women. Click the link below and join Women of Influence.